我们每一个人活在这个世上，总盼望有一番的作为。
Living in this world, we always hope for something.
我们会把我们的精神和心力呢，放在某一些特别的事情上。
We always put our effort on something.
希望这些所做的事情是有价值、有意义的。
Hope to achieve something meaningful.
我们看到世界上有也是大家都很努力在奋斗。
People in the world striving for something.
但是有些人所做的事情是短暂的。
But some are for something temporal.
但是有些人他们心里面盼望所做的是永恒的。
Some hope for the eternal.
所以我们会在那里寻找说哪些人他做的是永恒的，他是怎么做的。
We want to differentiate how we can achieve something eternal.
今天我们人的理智所能够了解的永恒，事实上如果经过一件事情做了两千年还在做的话，那那个应该对我们的理智来讲应该是永恒的。
Through reasoning, if things happen for the past 2,000 years, that should be eternal.
耶稣基督所做的两千年所做的事情，今天仍然持续在进行，而且继续的发展兴旺。
What Jesus started 2,000 years ago still prospering throughout today.
我们今天想借着他所做的事情，我们来学习。
Through what he had done, we want to learn something.
事实上，你注意。耶稣他真的是一个很好很好的老师。
Jesus is a wonderful teacher.
他不会讲第一点、第二点、第三点、第四点，他从来不讲这个的。
He never said point one, point two, point three, so on so forth.
他是在他的门徒面前，他做一些事情，让他的门徒去观察。
He shows something before his disciple to let them observe him.
他亲身来做这些事情。
He did the things himself.
以身作则。
He showed the example.
那我们今天借着耶稣，他怎么样来服务人、服侍别人
？So we want to learn how he served people.
今天的题目是恩高的侍奉。
So the title for today's sermon is anointing ministry.
也就是说，如何我们在属灵的上面来服侍别人
？That is how to serve in spiritual ministry.
如果你看见这个价值的时候，你就知道。两千年了，仍然还持续进行，也就是他从两千年前所做的事情，今天还有效果，那真的是有永恒的价值。
The value he did the thing 2,000 years ago still matter today. That showed us the true value.
你也可以。
You can do that.
你想想看，在两百年以后，你今天所做的事情仍然在那个时候仍然持续在进行，我相信你的心会得到很大的满足。
If you're thinking 200 years after you pass away, what you did still matters, then you feel comfort.
耶稣不需要讲很大的道理。
Jesus didn't use big words.
如果你仔细看他所做的每一个细节，你从里面你就可以领会了。
Look into the details of what he has done, then you will understand.
你可以用这样的原则服侍你周围你所爱的人。
Apply those principles to serve the people around you that you love.
你也可以去服务那些你不认识的人。
You can serve the people that don't even know.
他们终将会有永恒的价值。
They will learn the eternal value through you.
所以盼望今天我们在读这个圣经的时候呢，你很仔细的，我们只有五节的圣经，里面却包含了至少我很有限的寻求了以后，发现有九个步骤。
Five verses today, but I discovered five important, nine important points for us to learn.
我们一起来读圣经。
Let's read the verses.
这是马可福音第八章二十二节到二十六节。
That's Book Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26.
二十二节，他们来到伯赛大，有人带一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。
They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him.
耶稣拉着瞎子的手，领他到村外。就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”
He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he spit the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Did you see anything?"
他就抬头一看，说：“我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。”
He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around."
随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原，样样都看得清楚了。
Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly.
耶稣打发他回家，说：“连这村子你也不要进去。”
Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't go into the village."
我们刚才所读的经文的里面，你如果能够发现有两件比较不寻常的事情的话，那表示你已经有用精神在读这段圣经。
If you discover just two things from the five verses we just read, that means you pay really attention to the verses.
第一件不寻常事，你认为是什么？有没有人可以提出来
？Can anybody mention the first thing you think that's special?
啊，连这个村子你不要进去。
So someone said, "Do not enter the village."
Okay. 第二个还有没有
？What else?
拉着他的手。男人拉男人的手不太寻常。
So,
what? Okay, all right. Maybe the second one will leave it to me, huh? Otherwise, I need to leave. 好，第二件事情我想留给我哈，如果不然的话，第二件事大家也猜出，能够说出来的话，那我就不需要再讲了哈。
So don't steal my thunder.
他们来到伯赛大，也就是说，耶稣和他的门徒呢，来到一个村庄，那个村庄叫做伯赛大。
They came to a village named Bethsaida.
耶稣和他的门徒已经进到那个村庄的里面了。
They already entered the village.
结果有个人呢，有人带了一个瞎子呢，从村子的外面进来，然后来到耶稣面前说：“请耶稣，可不可以你摸他
？”Someone brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him.
好，我们现在接下来看有九件事情，就是我们。耶稣这样做，所以我们也可以知道他的原则。我们将来服侍别人的时候，在属灵上服侍的时候，我们就知道我们怎么样做。
There are 9 principles in these 5 verses to show us how to serve others.
第一件事情，耶稣就拉着瞎子的手。
The first thing that Jesus took his hand, the blind man's hand.
这个瞎子是一个成人。
The blind man is adult.
一个成人让别人拉着手啊，这里就可以看出这个人肯不肯跟着你走。
So if the man let you took his hand, means he let him lead him.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们要服侍一个人，在属灵上服侍他的时候，如果你拉着他的手，他愿意让你拉着手的话，表示这个人对你是顺服的。
If you want to serve someone spiritually, and he's willing to let you lead him.With his hand, with your hand, that means he's obedient.
这样的人，你才有办法服侍他。
Then only obedient person can you serve.
像我们当中有些你有孩子的，你的孩子要是不顺服你的话，你怎么说怎么教，效果都不会有的。
If your own kid is not obedient, there's no use teaching them anything.
所以那个你要服侍的人，如果他肯顺服，有一个顺服愿意接纳你的时候呢，你才有办法。来教导他或带领他。
The one you serve has to be obedient so that you can serve and lead him.
我们也有经验，在属灵上，他有很多自己原来有的意见、有的看法、有的想法，他不肯改变，他不肯听你的话，那他不愿意有一个顺服的态度的时候，你对他没有办法做什么样的帮助。
Opinionated people sometimes difficult for us to serve.
所以我们的经验里面常常有一种经验就是。这个人如果遇到很大的困难，他走投无路了，他 找不到路的时候呢，这个时候你来教导他的话就很容易了。
Only when such people encounter difficulty he cannot solve themselves, then you have opportunity to serve him.
上帝有时候往往会为这样的人预备一个环境，让他真的是经历到一个好像觉得虎落平阳的那种感觉的时候，我们应该争取这样的机会来帮助这样的人。
Sometimes God puts such people on the spot so that we can help him.
当他有一个顺服的灵的时候呢，你就知道你所帮助的地方就可以得到有果效。
Only when he is obedient, then we can serve and be fruitful.
所以我们说，我们常常需要为我们所关心的人要来祷告。
That's why we need to pray for the people we serve.
让上帝能够将那个环境呈现出来。
Let God provide the optimal environment for us to serve.
这是第一件事情。
This is point number one.
第二件事情是，耶稣呢就 吐唾沫在他眼睛上面。
The second point is Jesus spit on the people on the blind's eye.
这件事情，我想已经我们过去已经提过了哈。有些人常常会觉得，哇，这个耶稣不太卫生哈。
It may be unsanitary to spit.
但这个地方有一个属灵的意义在。
But there's a spiritual meaning in spitting.
因为人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Because man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word proceed from God's mouth.
所以这个耶稣这个动作事实上是讲到是用上帝的话给他。
This is the action that God's words is delivered to him.
所以这个动作就是我们在服侍人的时候呢，我们必须给他上帝的话。
When we serve, we have to serve with God's words.
有时候我站在弟兄或姐妹的旁边，他们正在跟一个朋友聊天。
Sometimes, when I pass by brother and sister talking to others,
我的耐心大概只有十五分钟。
My patience only lasts 15 minutes.
如果在十五分钟之内，整个的内容呢讲的都是风花雪月的事情，但是从没有一句上帝的话语的时候，我心里面就很焦急。
If they're just beating around the bush.Not talking about any God's words, then I'm very impatient.
我们常常被人的外面呢蒙蔽了、欺骗了，以为我讲这个风花雪月的事情很能够让他拉近关系的。
Looks are deceiving.
但是我们如果没有看见他心灵、他的灵里面、他的心里面，事实上在那里呼喊说：“给我上帝的话语，给我上帝的话语。”
What really matters is the people's heart. If the heart is not searching God's words, then it's useless.
如果我们没有办法给他上帝的话语的话，我们没有永恒的事业。
We have to provide God's words, otherwise nothing is eternal.
你想想看，你现在手上所拿的这本圣经已经经过两千多年，仍然屹立不摇。
The Bible we have lasts more than 2,000 years and still hold truth.
不是你的话语有功效，是上帝的话语才有真正的功效。
It's not your word, but God's words last.
所以耶稣吐唾沫在他的眼睛上。
So Jesus spit the man's eyes.
接下来第三个动作，耶稣就按手在他身上。
Certainly, God put his hand on him.
过去我们所读过耶稣所行的神迹，大家应该有一些的印象。
There are some other miracles we mentioned before.
这时候是耶稣带领门徒第三年，也是最后一年的时间。
This is the third year and the last year with Jesus' fellowship with his disciple.
前两年他所做的神迹呢，是为着众人。
The miracle during the first two years ministry is for the multitude.
但是第三年以后的神迹呢，是为着门徒。
Starting the third year, the miracle is for his disciples only.
那你有没有注意到我刚才想问的第二个问题没有人提出来，就是说耶稣每一次行神迹只要说一句话事情就成了，对不对？
In the past, Jesus only needs to speak, then the miracle will happen.
耶稣一触摸一个人，立刻病就得到医治。
Jesus touched someone and the sickness is healed.
甚至那个病人不需要在当场，耶稣说了那个病人在家里就得到医治了。
Even only he need to speak something, then the sick person is miles away and will be healed.
他每次行神迹只有一个动作，事情就成了，对不对？
One action, miracle happens.
但是这一次耶稣行神迹做了几次？
But this time, how many actions?
两次啊。
Twice.
这是从来没有发生过的事情。
It never happened before.
这个是为着门徒的原因。
This is just for the disciples.
让他们认识，你们要侍奉的时候是用这样的方式来侍奉。
That show the disciple how to serve.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣按手按了几次。
So how many times he put his hands on him?
按了两次的。
Twice.
所以这个按手呢，事实上在圣经的里面有意义的。
It's meaningful to put his hands on him.
这个按手就是把手放在那个人的身上，就叫按手。
That put his hand meaning touching the person.
在圣经的里面讲到按手呢，有几个地方。第一个地方是讲到立位记的地方，讲到如果人发现自己有罪，要到上帝的面前的时候呢，他不敢去的。
In Levites, if people sin, they're afraid to come to the presence of God.
所以他们必须要做一件事情，就是他带一只 祭牲或者是牛或者羊到祭司那个地方去。
They had to bring an animal to sacrifice in front of the priest.
等到这个祭牲跟着他来到这个祭坛的前面的时候呢，祭司要杀这个祭牲。
And the priest will slaughter the animal on the altar.
那这个表示什么？就是我是一个有罪的人，我的罪呢，到来到上帝圣洁的上帝的面前呢，是该死的。
Because I'm sinful, so I deserve to die in front of God.
但是我现在找了一个代替我的，就是这只牛或者是羊。
But I brought a surrogate.
所以等一下祭司就要将这只牛或羊将它杀死，来代替我受罪的惩罚，结果就是死亡。
So the priest will kill the animal for my sin.
所以在要杀这个祭司要杀这个祭牲之前，要有一个动作。
So before the priest killed the animal, there's a one activity, one motion.
这个人呢，必须把他的手呢放在那个祭牲的头上。
And the sinner need to put his hand on the animal's head.
这个就是按手在那个祭牲的身上。
So that's the meaning, putting the hands on the sinful animal.
这个按手的动作就表示我这个罪人跟这个祭牲呢，我们两个是联合在一起了。
That means the sinner and the animal united together.
他所遭遇的也算我的遭遇。
So what happened to the animal happened to me.
所以耶稣说要按手在这个人的身上。
So that's why Jesus put his hands on him.
耶稣是圣洁的。
Jesus is sinless.
但是他愿意按手在一个有瑕疵的人的身上。
But he's willing to put his hand on a sinful person.
也就是说，耶稣说我与你一同联合。
That means Jesus united with the sinner.
我不是高高在上的。
I'm no higher than the sinner.
我愿意跟你站在同样的位置上面。
I'm willing to be on the same spot with the sinner.
我们要服侍人的话，我们一定要把自己降下来，跟他完全一样的位置上，在那个位置上来服侍那个人。
So if we want to serve others, we need to lower to the level of the people we serve.
我们看见社会上有些人想做好事。
Some people in the society want to do good.
他们喜欢站在施主的位置上。
They want to say something or give out something.
他们可以高高在上。
So they're above others.
因为我有能力服务你，所以我来服务你。
Because I have ability to serve you.
但是我们在基督的里面，我们来服侍人是，我降下来跟你完全一样，让你感觉不到我有什么地方比你好。
But in Christ, we lower our level to serve others so that we're at the same level.
这个就讲到我与你联合。我按手在你的身上。
That means I united with you to put my hands on you.
第四件事情，主耶稣就问他说：“你看见什么了？”
The fourth point, did you see anything?
我们服务人的时候，我们也要问被我们服务人的感觉是什么。
When we serve, we need to ask the feeling of the people we serve.
当然，更是我们需要知道他真正目前属灵的光景，他属灵的反应是怎么样。我们需要知道。
We need to know what they need, what their current status.
是否他有一个愿意打开接受的心呢？
If he's willing.
所以这个关心的反应呢，需要让他表达。
So we need to let him express his willingness.
结果这个瞎子呢，他就抬头一看，说：“我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。”
And he said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around."
这个是对服侍的人来说是一个很好的消息。
It's a good news for the people serving.
因为他有了属灵的反应了。
Because there's some response in spirit.
但是我们要知道，这个起步的一个反应呢，它一定会有一个像婴孩式的反应。
The initial response may be just like a baby.
它是不成熟的。
It's immature.
他说：“我看见了很多的人，他们好像树木啊，并且行走。”
That's why he said, "I see people, but they look like tree walking around."
我也有经历过，有些人对耶稣的信息有兴趣了以后，过了一阵子以后，他就说了一些话，我觉得是很不成熟，但是你必须要学习听他所说的话。
My personal experience: sometimes when people accept Jesus.Shortly after, they mention something that's pretty immature, but you need to accept their status.
有一位跟我说， 信了耶稣，我有损失的。
Some said, coming to Christ, I lost something.
因为我信主了以后，我是神的儿子。
Because right now I'm children of God.
那我儿子应该是神的孙子。
So my son should be the grandson of God.
结果我发现我儿子信主以后呢，我们变成兄弟，我又降了一格。
So after my son accept Jesus Christ, we're all children of God, so we're at the same level. So that means I lost something.
所以这种不成熟的反应呢，你也需要欢欢喜喜的接纳他，能够了解他。
So you should accept this kind of immature response.
还有一位他教导他受洗的意义以后呢，他经过一段时间回来，他有一个反应。
After I taught a certain people about the meaning of baptism,
他可能到处去问这个受洗的事情。
So he asked around about baptism.
他了解到原来受洗 有不同的方式。
So he learned that there are different ways to getting baptized.
有一种是整个人要浸下去的。
Immersion.
还有一种用点水的。
Sprinkle.
他回来跟我讲说，听说啊，全身浸下去的，受洗完以后呢，不可以喝酒的。
So he came back and from what I heard, after immersion you shouldn't drink wine.
但是点水的呢是可以喝的。
But after sprinkle you can still drink wine.
我们会遇到这种不成熟的想法呢，但是至少他表示他对属灵的事情已经有反应了。
Despite those immature response, at least they means they respond spiritually.
所以我们要对被服侍的人呢，我们要花上心思去了解他的反应。
So we need to understand the response that the people we serve.
好，第六件事情呢，接下来耶稣又按手在他的眼睛上。
So once more, Jesus put his hand on the man's eye.
所以这是第二次的按手。
This is the second time he put his hands on the man's eye.
再一次的按手呢，是要来坚固他的信仰，要来给他祝福。
So this is confirmed the blessing.
因为一个刚刚有开启的人，他需要你对他给他一个肯定，让他知道他走的路是正确的。
So the people just believe need repeatedly confirmation they are on the right track.
所以我们在起步的服事的里面呢，是要很谨慎，心里要很柔细的陪着他走那一段路。
So we have to be careful and tender at the initial passage.
当你再一次的为他按手的时候，圣经里面也讲到，按手里面呢，可以将属灵的恩典呢，能够传递给他。
Putting your hands on the people, meaning you are giving the spiritual blessing as well.
所以保罗也曾经说，我要将属灵的恩赐借着按手呢，来给你。
So Paul once said, I'm giving you my spiritual gift through putting my hands on you.
但是同时也告诉我们说，按手呢，给人家按手呢，不可以仓促的。
So you shouldn't rush putting your hands.
也就是说你的灵的里面呢，知道这个人去对着上帝呢是开启的，你才好为他继续按手。
In your spirit, you have to be certain he's willing before you put your hands on him.
所以我们在教会的里面，我们呼召说你愿意接受耶稣的人，我都会邀请他们到前面来。
So that's why during altar call, I invite people coming to the front.
接下来我会为他们按手。
Then I'll put my hands to them.
这是第一次的按手。
This is the first putting my hands on them.
盼望他们的心向着神来开启。
I hope their hearts are open to God.
我们愿意与他站在相同的位置上奔跑这条道路。
We're willing to walk the same way at the same level with them.
第七件事情，这个人定睛一看就复了原，而且样样都看清楚了。
And then, because his eyes were open and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly.
所以我们需要再一步的来确实确定他真的是领受了神的恩典。
So we need to confirm the spiritual response.
这样的话，我们才知道他的路到底怎么样的走。
Then we can certain how to proceed.
他到第二次的时候，他才真正的看得清楚。
So on second time, his eyes were really open and his sight restored.
记不记得耶稣是牵着他的手，这个英文里面就很容易明白，是牵着他的一只手到村子的外面去。
So he took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village.
接下来吐唾沫抹在他的眼睛上。
Then he spit on the man's eye.
接下来他双手就按在他的身上。
And put his hands on him.
当他眼睛打开的时候，他看见很多的人。
So first time I saw people, they looked like trees walking around.
因为他们是在村子的外面，也就是人 来往进出的地方。
So they're outside the people. There's many people going in and out of the village.
所以他看见很多的人在那里走动。
So that's why I see people. They look like trees walking around.
但是第二次，耶稣按手在他哪里呢？
But the second time, where did Jesus put his hands on the man's eye?
耶稣用两只手按手在他的眼睛上，两个双眼上面的话，那耶稣站的位置在他哪里呢？
So what's the position when Jesus put both his hands on the man's eyes?
他定睛一看的时候，他看到谁了？
So what did he see?
他看到谁了？他看到耶稣了。
So he saw Jesus.
所以第一次他为他祷告按手的时候呢，他眼睛睁开的时候呢，耶稣是在他的哪个位置？
So what was the position the first time Jesus put his hands on him?
耶稣在他的旁边。
So Jesus was on his side.
所以他眼睛打开的时候，他看见人。
So when he opened his eye, he saw people.
但是这一次，耶稣双手按手在他眼睛，他眼睛打开的时候，就是看见了，就是这位耶稣。
But second time he opened his eye, all he saw was Jesus.
这岂不是很明白的事情吗
？So this is very clear.
我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，我们得到神的道的时候。我们眼睛打开的时候，我们看的是谁
？So when we receive Jesus, what did we see first?
我们看的是谁
？What did we see first?
我们看的都是别人。
We saw others.
所以你看看，刚刚蒙恩得救的很兴奋、很快乐的。
So when you first got saved, you may be excited and very happy.
他知道了一点真理。
We know a little bit truth.
但是很有限的真理。
But it's very limited.
他就用这个真理开始来看人。
So he used the limited truth to see the people.
所以刚刚蒙恩人兴奋的时候，他可以借着这个一点点的真理来批评别人。
So that's why sometimes the person just accept Jesus Christ can be very critical, judgmental.
你知道吗？你当你有一点点真理在你手里，你可以批评别人的时候，竟然自己有一种快感。
Sometimes you feel happy, you're judgmental and critical of others.
但是当耶稣双手放在他面前的时候，当他眼睛再一次打开的时候，他看见主耶稣的时候，他看见的样样都看清楚了。
But when Jesus put both hands in front of him, then he saw everything clearly.
当一个人真正看见主的时候呢，他也会批评的。
When a person really sees Jesus, he can criticize others.
这个时候他不是批评别人，他开始会批评自己了。
Then he will not criticize others, he will criticize himself instead.
所以这个两次的按手里面的区别，你就会看出一个人生命开始有变化的。
So you can see the life changes between the two putting hands.
所以当有一个基督徒他常常在批评别人的时候，他需要不需要第二次的按手
？So when a Christian is very critical of others, does he need a second putting hands on him?
因为他还没有看见主。
He hasn't seen God yet.
他看别人看得很清楚。
So that's why all he saw was others.
所以这就是我的答案。第二个问题啊，你们可能没有注意到，他第二次的按手呢，里面呢，真实有这样的一个意义在里面。
So that's the significance that Jesus twice put his hands.
当他看清楚了以后呢，第八件事情，耶稣就怎样打发他回家。
And then point number eight, Jesus sent him home.
打发他回家干什么呢
？Why?
回家最重要的第一件事情就是看电视。
The most important thing when you go home is watch television.
因为这个眼睛多久都没看东西，现在看到电视，那当然很兴奋。
So he was blind, of course. Right now, it's very exciting to watch television.
或者看 internet.
Or watch internet.
或者 Facebook.
Or Facebook.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter.
Texting.
Texting.
iPod.
iPod.
那当然最重要还要看什么？看镜子。
Of course, looking into the mirror.
哇，好久没看到你了。
I never seen you before.
自己都那么久都没看，长得这么帅都没看，真可惜。
I never realized how handsome I was.
但是耶稣差他回家。不是为了这些事情。
But this is not why Jesus sent him home.
耶稣要他回家，是要回家，回到你所认识的环境，你周围的人，向他们做见证。我的眼睛得开，是因为那位耶稣。
Jesus wanted to send him to witness for the Lord that opened his eyes.
弟兄姐妹，你要帮助一个人。
You want to help someone.
你发现他开始会为主耶稣做见证，你所做的工已经落实了。
So you know if the person you want to save start witnessing for Jesus, you know you did something right.
这个有永恒的价值啊。
This is eternal.
最后一件事情，耶稣对他说：“这村子你也不要进去。”
The last thing Jesus mentioned, don't go into the village.
这个村子是叫做伯赛大。
The name of the village is Bethsaida.
你们有应该注意到，事实上耶稣跟他的门徒一进到伯赛大的时候呢，有人带了一个瞎子来，对不对？
So,
要耶稣来摸他，是不是？
So when they came to this village, some people brought this blind people and begged Jesus to touch him.
你们有没有注意到一个很小的细节？
There's some minor detail.
耶稣就拉着这个瞎子的手到哪里去呢？
He took that man by the hand and led him outside.
带他到村子的外面去。
Outside the village.
为什么不能在村子里面呢？
Why not do it in the village?
最后医治好了，也就是说，耶稣告诉他说：“这个村子，连这个村子，你不要进去。”
And after healing him, Jesus asked him, "Do not go into the village."
所以我们在这里就知道，这个人不是住在这个村子里面，对吧？
So we know this person did not live in the village.
因为如果住在这个村子，那不是他不要叫他不要回家了吗？
So then that means you can't go home.
在这里告诉我们不要进这个村子的意思就是不要走世界的道路。
Don't go into the village means don't follow the world.
为什么呢？
Why?
那这个需要一点背景的说明。
There's some historical background.
伯赛大他原来的名字是叫做渔猎之村。
So say that...It's the name of the village, house of the fishing or hunting.
但是这个渔猎之村呢，如果你的方向转错的时候呢，你就在捕捉这个世界。
So if you just concentrate on fishing and hunting,
你跟随的就是世界的潮流。
So just pursuing the world.
你这个整个村就成为一个不信之村。
So it's a village of unbelief.
但是如果你方向转对了，你朝向了这位耶稣基督的话，你就会追求永恒。
But if you turn to Jesus and seek for eternity,
你就会成为一个祝福许多人的属天的粮仓。
Then you will become a heavenly balm to many people around you.
弟兄姐妹，你还记得主耶稣行第一个大神迹五饼二鱼是在哪里吗？
Do you remember the first time the miracle of five bread and two fish?
就是在伯赛大。
That's at Bethsaida.
但是行了这么大的一个神迹呢，事实上。转向耶稣基督的人非常的有限。
So how many people turn to Jesus after the five bread two fish miracle? Very little.
后来耶稣对这个伯赛大发出了咒诅。
So that's why he sent a curse to Bethsaida.
他咒诅了两个城市。
So he cursed two cities.
第一个叫哥拉逊。
So the first one is Chorazin.
第二个是伯赛大。
The second one is Bethsaida.
那神过去曾经在历史的里面曾经咒诅了两个城市，叫做推罗跟西顿。
Do you remember Jesus also cursed Tyre and Sidon?
那两个城市后来被毁灭掉了。
So those two cities were destroyed.
所以当时犹太人都知道这是神的作为。
So they know that's the act of God.
所以耶稣在那里咒诅，他说：“哥拉逊啊，你有祸了；伯赛大啊，你有祸了。
So、
因为在你们中间所行的异能奇迹，若行在推罗、西顿。”他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。
So woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracle that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗西顿所受的比你还容易受呢。
But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you.
所以耶稣说不要进这个村子。
That's why Jesus said, "Do not enter this village."
弟兄姐妹，我们要服侍人，还有一个最重要的事情，要教导他不要跟随着这个世界的潮流而走。
So when we serve, we need to teach the person we serve, do not follow the world.
因为伯赛大神虽然在那个地方行那么大的神迹，人的心却是刚硬的。
Despite the big miracle in Bethsaida, but people's hearts were hardened.
神迹其实不是必要条件，成为跟随主的。
Miracle is not necessary for us to follow Jesus.
我们对上帝的话语要相信。
It's imperative that we believe God's word.
这是我们当走的道路。
This is the way.
所以我再简单的重复一下。
Let me summarize.
第一件事情，他拉着瞎子的手，你要确认你要服侍的这个人对你是否能够顺服。
So took the blind man by the hand, made sure the people you serve is obedient.
第二个，你要用上帝的话语、神的话语、圣经的话语来给他。
Then you supply God's words.
你要知第三件事情，你要知道你是跟他站在联合同样的位置上。
And you're united with him in the same level.
愿意陪他走这段道路。
You're willing to go with him.
第四件事情，你要有机会的要确认他属灵的光景。
So you need to verify his spiritual status.
第五件事情，要确认他有是否有属灵的反应。
Make sure he has spiritual response.
随后要给他祝福，让他的信心能够坚固。
And reconfirm and bless him.
接下来要很确认、啊、他是领受了。
And you have to make sure he received firmly.
帮助他能够为主来做见证。
Make sure he witnessed for the Lord.
让他不要走世界的道路。
And make sure he doesn't follow the world.
跟随耶稣。
But just follow Jesus.
其实听起来不是什么伟大的大道理。
So there's no big words.
但是你如果按照这样的方法去一步一步的往前推行的话，来帮助另外一个人的话，你所做的一定被神所纪念的。
So, nothing, no biggie, but you do step by step this way, God will remember you.
盼望这个成为我们的祝福。
I hope this is our blessing by doing so.
我想每一个人，只要你愿意，你都可以照着行的。
If we're willing, we can do it.
返回来，如果你是被带领的人，你愿意跟随吗？
On the other hand, you are being led. Are you willing?
你愿不用一个顺服的心来接受？
Are you obedient?
你愿不愿接受上帝的话语到你里面来？
Are you willing to accept God's words?
你愿不愿让这位陪着你走的人跟着你一起走呢？
Do you accept the people around you to lead you?
你也可以把你属灵的感受分享出来。
Do you want to share your spiritual feeling status?
继续的领受上帝的祝福。
Continue to receive God's blessing.
当你有领受的时候，你愿意为主耶稣做见证。
And willing to be the witness.
而且不走世界的道路。
And don't follow the world.
你已经走在属灵永恒的道路上了。
Because you're on the spiritual road to eternity.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的。